Here's a mother channel. It's been stated that the leader of millions of Hanafis, Sayyidina Imam Hazm, Abu Hanifa, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, was engaged in trade to earn a halal livelihood. He was a prominent cloth trader, and he would follow Islamic principles strictly. He even, as a trader, would do good to Muslims and do them favors. Sayyidina Hafs bin Abdul Rahman, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, has stated that Sayyidina Imam Hazm Abu Hanifa Rahmatullahi Ta'ala would do trade with me, and while sending me goods, he would say to me, "Oh Hafs, such and such a cloth has some defect in it, and mention it to the buyer when you sell it." And once Sayyidina Hafs Rahmatullahi Ta'ala sold the goods of the trade, but forgot to tell about the defect when selling it. When Sayyidina Imam Hazm Abu Hanifa Rahmatullahi Ta'ala learned about this, he gave the entire amount of the cloth in sadqa as charity. Allahu Akbar. And from this we can see, viewers of my channel, that how careful and cautious Imam Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala was about earning a halal and livelihood and refraining from the most of haram and doubtful things. Undoubtedly, he knew that haram and doubtful things bring no blessings at all, whereas blessings lie in completely in halal and pure things. Perhaps for this reason, he did not like to keep the earnings from the sold cloth and donated all of them in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Viewers of the channel, whenever we are selling anything, do we tell people the defects? Do we hide the defects? Do we stand in front of the defects? If we're selling cloth, do we hold the piece of cloth that's got the defects in it so that people cannot see it? Do we hide all of these things? And then later on, when the person finds out, because ultimately they will find out about it. If you're selling something and there's a defect in it, there's a defect in the cloth you're selling, a defect in the car that you're selling, a defect in anything that you are selling, and when they later find out about it, Allah Akbar. What happens to your income then? That you have deceived someone and created that income? Allahu Akbar. Mentioning the excellence of halal income, Hajjatul Islam Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali Rahmatullahi Ta'ala said, he said that pious predecessors have said that when a Muslim eats the first morsel of halal food, his previous sins are forgiven. And the person who stands at a place of disgrace in search of halal sustenance, his sins fall like the leaves of a tree.